Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Podcast der Comic Invasion Berlin. Ich bin Carlos und Lara ist wieder da.
Hallo.
Und wir sitzen heute wieder mal vor der Renate an einem schönen Sonntag und wir haben einen tollen Gast dabei, aber erstmal Invasion Updates.
Erstens, das ist unsere 20. Folge.
Oh ja, unsere 20. Sendung, genau.
Das ist schon mal ein kleiner Anlass zum Feiern und dann, ja, es gibt jetzt noch nicht so viel ganz neue Sachen. Wenn ihr die letzte Folge gehört habt, wisst ihr ja schon, die Veranstaltungslinks sind erstellt. Wir haben das erste grobe Programm für das Satelliten-Event, für das Satellitenwochenende online gestellt und auch vom Hauptfestival gibt es jetzt schon die ersten Programmpunkte. Dabei ganz besonders vor allem am Samstag die Preisverleihung oder die feierliche Überreichung oder Vorstellung der Comic-Stipendiatinnen des ersten Berliner Comic-Stipendiums, das vom Senat vergeben wurde. Das solltet ihr euch nicht entgehen lassen, wenn ihr da ein bisschen Interesse für habt. Und ja, und wir suchen natürlich weiterhin für das Hauptfestival auch Freiwillige, die uns gerne helfen. Und zwar irgendwie so da zu sein für die Leute, die einen Tisch haben oder beim Einlass, beim Eingang zu gucken, ein bisschen Informationen. Also einfach nur so ganz leichte kleine Aufgaben. Oder wenn ihr am Freitagabend Zeit habt, uns beim Tische aufbauen zu helfen, wäre natürlich auch super.
Alright, let's switch to English and our guest Guy Vogel, comic artist and writer from Israel.
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
So I write and draw two series, actually very different series. Sonica, which is a superhero girl series about a girl who has music based powers and her dog who also got the same powers. Each time she hears music of a different genre, she gets a different superpower. Uh-huh. And so does the dog. And there's Sherman Spitt, which was actually the first comic I made back in 2012. It's about a desk job soldier that's slowly going insane, hearing voices, hearing music coming from the walls, and somehow he gets assigned to a top secret position in the IDF bunker known as the Pit. But there's a bigger mystery behind his hallucinations, so. Okay. So it's a thriller, yeah.
Two pretty different stories, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, but let's come back later to this. And we want a little bit more about your background. You studied art and design, is that right?
Yes, I've studied visual communications in Bezalel College in Israel, Bezalel Academy. That was a bunch of years ago. That was back in 2012. Sherman Spitt was actually my graduation project. And funny story about that, the professors nearly flunked me for it. They nearly gave me a fail. They said the art was inconsistent. At first, the professor didn't even want to approve the project. She said, it's too ambitious. You can't do this in 3 months. You can't do a 20-page comics in 3 months, including screenplays, including everything. I haven't seen this kind of abilities from you. So what I did, I presented her a pitch for a project that's even more ambitious.
Oh, right.
And then she says, just go with the first one. Yeah.
That's a tactic to go.
Yeah.
What was your first connection to comics? How did you get to know about the genre or the medium of comics in general? Like, did you read any specific comics when you were a child? Or did you just, when did you come into contact with comics?
I think it was when I was 5 or when I was 7. The most popular artist in Israel back in the 90s, actually I think even now, is Uri Fink, creator of a long-running series called Zbeng. Mm-hmm. It's about hormonal teenagers, and it's a little bit like Archie, only a lot more vulgar. And he really inspired me. And later on, we came into contact, and he published Sonica in his magazine.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, my art is very inspired from him. Yeah.
Is comics a big thing in Israel, or how is there something like a scene or something?
Yeah, we have like an indie scene. There's not really the traditional publishing world didn't really catch comics too well. Most of the comics that's being published is being published by indie means, you know, Kickstarters, people going on conventions. I have a bunch of friends who make comics routinely for years. And yeah, and we're all struggling, obviously. I suspect it's the same in Germany.
Speaking of Germany, how did you come to Berlin? What was your reason to come here, and specifically to Berlin and not any other German city?
I really came here to immigrate. I want to stay here for good. And Berlin is a good starter city for immigrants, because a lot of people speak English, and there's a lot of Israelis in the city. There's like an Israeli forum. We're like a clan. We totally help out each other in times of need, and it's actually the most documented immigration destination for Israelis. I mean, there's actually walkthroughs on how to move here. So yeah, and plus, I am technically a citizen of Germany. My grandpa lived in Frankfurt back in the day, you know, before the, yeah. Okay. So yeah, and I visited, I made a couple of scouting trips, I visited, I talked to people, and it seems like really a lovely place to settle in.
Cool. You seen other cities in Germany?
Yeah, I've been in Comic Con Frankfurt earlier this month, and I've been to Munich a couple of times, but I haven't really been around. I'll probably gonna need better Deutsch for that.
When we release this episode, there is the big Comic Salon Erlangen at the end of the week. Do you know this?
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a half table at the minor exhibitors area. I'll be presenting Sherman Spit and Sonica over there, as well as Prince. Hoping to get in touch with some serious publishers about the projects. Serious publishers, if you're hearing this.
All right, you're serious, I see. Cool. So let's talk about your projects.
Yeah.
Sherman's Pit is a series you crowdfunded one part of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a head start. It's an Israeli Kickstarter head start. I had a Kickstarter for the third issue, actually. Yeah, I managed to crowdfund about 10,000 shekels, which is like 2,500 euros.
All right.
Yeah. Nice. And it's very possible I'm gonna do more Kickstarters in the future because of the success of this one. Only that this time I would be more prepared, because last time I was trying to crowdfund the money before I started production, and I ran into some problems, and in the end fans were mad because I took like a year or two to work on it. And I just want to declare right now that I'm not going to go that way again. Next Kickstarter I make, everything is going to be in late stages of production. Things would be supplied immediately.
You told us that Sherman's Pit was your university project. What made you continue the series after finishing your studies?
I started going to cons and trying to sell it, and Sherman's Pit came from a very personal place, but I still kind of wanted it to resonate with soldiers, with ex-soldiers, with people who had the same experience. I mean, 70% of the army's manpower is the non-combatants. It's the pencil pushers. It's the guys who do maintenance and tech support and cook and guard. And I want to make a story about them. There's not enough stories about them. I mean, there's all sorts of stories about the heroes, about the guys in the front lines, but there's no mention of the little guy who fights with the printer. And I want to do a story about kind of an unlikely hero, how this Sherman guy manages to be a hero, what kind of demons is he fighting if he's not out there fighting in the field. And it resonated with hundreds of soldiers. It became kind of a cult phenomenon in the IDF. People, I don't see any money out of it because they kind of pass it around the soldiers. They don't just buy it. They every copy that's floating out there in the army gets passed around from soldier to soldier. People give it as a discharge present. You know, people get discharged. So, okay. But yeah, it's still indie. It's still fringe, but it connects with a collective experience of a lot of people.
Cool. And your other project is Sonika. You talk about it. It's a superhero girl with a dog. How do you came to the story?
Yeah, about 2 years after I started doing conventions in Israel, and you know, Sherman was selling well, but not that well. And I noticed that in the convention audience, there are a lot more geek women, geek girls, than they were when I was a kid. You know, all those 12-year-olds with TARDIS dresses and mad cosplays and all the enthusiasm, and not enough people are making content for them, specifically for them. So this is how Sonika came to be, but it had a rough start. I made this idea in 2013, 2014, and I only did a pilot like 3 years later, because back in the day, I didn't think I knew how to write women well enough. I didn't think I could draw women well enough, or draw a superhero comic for that matter. Like all this running and jumping and advanced posing stuff. And also, I didn't know how to draw dogs. but I kept pitching it during conventions. I had some concept art made, and I asked them. I asked clients directly, "Would you like to see a comic that's about a girl who has music based powers and has a dog?" And it's like, and they were like, yeah, why didn't you already make it? Where is it? Where's the comic? So yeah, that really motivated me, and I managed to completely return the investment on the print in 2.5 months. It was like a big offset print. So, whoo.
Pretty good.
So the style in Sonika is absolutely different. Like, Sherman's Pit is black and white, very rough, sketchy kind of style. And Sonika is more flat, full color, a bit cartoony.
Yeah.
Was that? I guess that was a specific choice. So was that hard for you to switch your style so completely?
Actually, it was easier than you'd think, because the core setting I made in Sherman's Pit, it was exhausting. It was really, really exhausting, and I was really getting tired of all the darkness. So I wanted to make something pink and hopeful and colorful. And as you can see in Sonika, even the interior pages, I drowned them in color. I mean, there's barely any white spaces. And Sherman's Pit was meant to be a very dark story. So I needed the art to fit in there. But Sonika isn't Sherman. Yeah, and I wanted to try my hand at really mainstream comics.
Do you have other genres in mind that you think you could make someday, or you're interested in?
There's a fantasy novel, an actual novel, not a graphic novel, that's in my drawer since 2011, and it needs massive editing. But it's finished. Actually, it's like 300 pages of prose. And maybe someday I'll take the challenge and put it out in comic form. But for now, I mean, Sonika and Sherman are still in the early stages of development. Sherman's Pit, I already have 3 arcs in mind. Each one is 8 issues. Hopefully, they'll all come out before I die. Like the first one, and it's very structured. The first one is during the disengagement program in 2005. So there's a little bit of Israeli history in there. The second one is like the year between the disengagement and the Lebanon War, the second Lebanon War, which, you know, I served during those times. So this is nearly an autobiography, nearly a first-hand experience. And the third one is really finally dealing with the mystery of what happened to Sherman in his last months. He lost his memory before he came to the pit. He blacked out for several months and he doesn't know what happened. So third arc is going to be about these missing months. And Sonica, well, I have a plan for one arc for now, but it could potentially go on forever. It's a superhero series. I mean, they go on forever.
You do all your writing and drawing and coloring by yourself. Would you also collaborate with other people for certain projects, or do you enjoy being in charge of everything too much and say, no, I have this one vision in my head and I can't make any changes to that?
That's a tough question because I've never tried to collaborate. I always thought it was a good idea, but I don't know. I kind of haven't trusted anyone yet with my stuff. I mean, if I meet an artist, I trust. If I meet a writer, I trust. And of course, there's the little matter of sharing the revenue, which might not be enough for two people. That's why a lot of comic book creators in Israel are completely solo, completely one man show. But yeah, I could collaborate. It's not like a distant notion for me.
Speaking of revenue and money, do you have a day job here in Berlin, or do you can you solely live in your comics for the moment, or how's that working? Like, what's your typical day? Do you get up in the morning, draw a little bit, then go to work and draw or write in the evening, and only sleep for 3 hours a night, or how is that?
I actually have trouble to find time working, not because I have a day job or anything. I wish I had a day job. I've only been here for 2 months. There's a lot of logistics. I just found a place. I don't even have a microwave yet. I'm still setting up stuff, dealing with the bureaucracy. I wish I had like a full day I could get for just working on the comics. I also have like more prints that I'm doing right now, more fan art.
One thing you mentioned on your website is that audience research is important for you. What do you think about that?
Oh, I mean, yeah, audience research is important because I may be an artist, but I consider myself a commercial artist. Everything that Foggy Comics is about has to be validated by the audience. This is all for them. So I need to make sure I connect with them, the story resonates with them. This is why I waited for 3 years before releasing Sonica. I wasn't sure that I could really step into the shoes of a teenage girl, basically. This is what it means. This is a million miles away from Sherman. Sherman was a half autobiography. I understand Sherman because I've been Sherman. But Sonica is a different creature, and I really wanted to make her feel real to the audience. This is important to me, that it's authentic portrayal of a 15-year-old, really.
How did you come across Comic Invasion? Did you just find it on the internet, or how did you get to know about the Comic Invasion?
Well, I'm constantly looking for new conventions to attend, new conventions to sell in. I need a venue, basically. If this is going to be more than a vanity project, if it's going to be a real business, then I need to be everywhere. So yeah, I think the only way that Foggy Comics is really going to be an international business is to be everywhere. I mean, I have to come in contact with my audience. It's not all online. if people think it's all going to be online, then what's the point? What's the point if you don't actually meet your audience? And I care about this stuff.
Alright, so, also, dann kommt zur Comic Invasion und besucht Foggy is your artist name, right?
Yeah, exactly, I am Foggy. Yeah.
Alright, also besucht Foggy auf dem an seinem Tisch auf der Comic Invasion und yeah, thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Alright, und wir sagen tschüss und die nächste Folge gibt's schon nächste Woche.
Bis dahin, tschüss! The people.